I love balls. It seems like a silly thing to say, but it's true. I love them. I love the way they look, the way they feel, the way they taste. I can't get enough of them. The focus is always on the dick, you know? And as much as I love a nice, hard cock, I know the balls deserve just as much love. Your balls deserve love. Sometimes I like to sit around, touch myself, and think of all the ways I'd want to give your balls the appreciation they deserve. After all, they work so hard to give me the cum that I want and that I need. And so I think and I play with myself. I think about massaging them. Not at first, though. First, I touch them lightly with the tips of my fingers and watch them tighten as I tease them just enough to build the anticipation. I don't think I could hold back for too long, though. The need to feel them would overwhelm me. So I'd grab them softly, massage them in my hand, carefully play with them while I hear your breaths becoming heavier. You let me feel you, touch you, in such a vulnerable place, because you know how I feel about your balls. How much I love them. How eager I am to worship them. How happy I am to please them. I couldn't hold myself back. Because all I'd be thinking about is the way they taste, and the way they feel in my mouth and against my tongue. And so when I hit my breaking point and I can't take it anymore, I'd bow my head down to them and start to lick. Lick your balls all over. And just some fun, flirty licks at first. But after that, no, I'd become greedy. Take them in my mouth, one after the other. Suck and lick, suck and lick. Cover them in my spit. No, maybe I'd ask you to stroke your cock, watch your hand pump your shaft as I stare up into your eyes while my tongue swirls around your balls, looking at you, proving to you how much I love them. On my knees in prayer, worshiping them as they deserve, appreciating them. But I can do more than appreciate your balls. I can let you appreciate the way they look on me. They're one of my favorite accessories. You can drag them around on my face after I've had my taste. Touch every beautiful inch of my soft, pretty face with them. Ruin the makeup I worked so hard on for a night just like this. All done up just to be ruined so perfectly by your balls. You could drag them across my cheeks, my forehead. You could even drag them over my eyes. I'd close them and we'd laugh together at the absurdity of it, but at the same time, it would make me wet. Letting you put them on me wherever you want, like my face was a mantle for your balls to be displayed. And when you brought them around to my mouth, I just know that I wouldn't be able to help catching a lick or giving them a kiss while they made their way to another one of the spots on their mantle. Oh, I would just be happy to feel them touching me, parading themselves on me, owning me. You wouldn't have to leave your cock out of the fun, though. I could still appreciate them with your dick in my mouth. You could press yourself deep into my throat. Make me take every inch just so I could feel your balls press up against my chin. I could be a good girl, stick my tongue out to lick at them while you hold my head down on your dick. And when you let me up for air, I'd swallow a few gasps before my mouth found itself back up against your balls, kissing and licking and sucking. Maybe you'd want to do it another way, though. Maybe you would have me hang my head upside down off the edge of the bed. You could bring the tip of your cock to my lips, but my eyes would be glued to your balls. I could watch them start to drift towards my face slowly as the tip of your cock parted my lips and moved towards the back of my mouth. When they get too close to focus on, I could let my eyes rest and just open my throat, swallow your cock, just to make sure your balls could press up firmly against my face. And they would cover my nose and demand my attention as you use my throat, as you fuck it, your balls clapping against my soft skin in a rhythmic, hypnotic motion, mesmerizing me, overwhelming me, thinking about how cute I must look while I let them tap against me. Maybe there's a mirror next to the bed where I get to watch it all happen. Your balls slightly obscuring the view, but I get to look into my own eyes while your balls slap eagerly against my face. And of course, just like before, every time you give me a break, I relish the opportunity to take them into my mouth, kissing and licking and sucking. Eventually, we would both need it. You, inside me, after a wet, deep farewell kiss to your perfect balls, you would help me up. I'd get on top of you, both of us facing the huge, ornate mirror next to the bed. And slowly, slowly sink down onto your cock, watching the tip spread me open, watching every inch disappear inside me, all until my cunt was full with you, and the only part of you left to see is your balls pressed up against my pussy, and my clit. And we could enjoy the sight for a moment. I would spread my legs nice and wide. And as hard as it would be, I'd stop myself from bouncing on your cock. Instead, I'd lean back and steady myself with my arms. And you'd start to fuck me. Very slowly at first. Letting me watch your magic trick. Oh, the way you make your cock disappear in my little pussy. Oh, but the whole time, your balls would be there. Along for the ride, preparing for the big finish. I would think about what they were going to do to me and what they plan on doing to me. I could hold them while you fuck me, feel them tighten up against my cunt with each deep thrust, massage them as they followed each and every eager inch of your dick, letting them go every so often, just to watch them slap against my pussy as you fuck me harder, just to cup them again, Feel them glide against my hand every time you impale me on your hard stick. And when your breathing gets heavy and your thrusting becomes hard and hungry, and I know you're getting ready to empty yourself inside me, I beg them to please, please, please fill me up. I beg them to release. Oh, I beg them to let loose. Oh, beg them to squeeze themselves tight against my eager, empty cunt. Take a quick, breathless moment of reprieve before they pump their first warm load of cum deep inside me. And the second, and the third, and I lose count after that. And when my eyes roll and my legs shake, and I come on your cock while your balls fill me with my reward for worshipping them. And as soon as I return to a state of consciousness once again, I watch as your balls tighten and twitch, as the last few ropes of cum have been put in their rightful place. Deep, deep, deep inside my pussy. And when all is said and done, when I have my reward in the form of a cum-filled cunt, I cup your balls again, lightly, and massage them. Careful not to shock you. Just enough to thank them for giving me what I wanted, what I needed. 'Cause it's like I said, I love balls. Your balls. Because they give me your cum. The cum you fill me up with and cover me with. And I wouldn't